The administrative containment protocols surrounding the newly declared international health emergency have officially expanded into the East Asian diplomatic and corporate sectors. Today, Thursday, May 21, 2026, South Korea's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, MOFA, announced a significant escalation of its formal travel advisories for East and Central Africa, triggering the implementation of the South Korea Level 4 Travel Ban 2026 framework. The update imposes highly restrictive travel blockades on the Democratic Republic of the Congo's, DRC, northeastern Ituri province and sharply elevates advisory tiers for neighboring Uganda. This sudden regulatory move forces multinational engineering, mining, and technology corporations headquartered in Seoul to immediately overhaul their sub-Saharan personnel deployment frameworks. The Level 4 statutory hammer, legal and corporate liabilities. South Korea's travel advisory framework relies on a strict four-tiered architecture. The designation of a Level 4 ban is a rare, legally binding state intervention that transitions corporate travel from a matter of internal risk management to an issue of direct federal criminal liability under the South Korea Level 4 Travel Ban 2026 guidelines. Compliance alert. Under the active provisions of South Korea's Passport Act, the criminal fine for unauthorized entry into a Level 4 zone is capped at up to 10 million Korean won, KRW. This translates to roughly 6,600 to 7,000 United States dollars, depending on exchange volatility. Please ensure your compliance sheets reflect KRW rather than Japanese yen, JPY, so that all documentation accurately matches the official statutory text before filing. The active text outlines three clear operational boundaries. The Passport Act mandate: citizens are statutorily prohibited from visiting or staying in countries or regions under a Level 4 designation. Unauthorized entry or failure to evacuate carries strict penalties, including up to 1 year of imprisonment or the 10 million Korean won criminal fine. The Ituri Exclusion Zone: the mandate strictly isolates the Ituri province, the epicenter of the compounding Bundibugyo virus strain Ebola outbreak. This creates an immediate operational hurdle for South Korean industrial contractors and engineering specialists attached to regional infrastructure and mineral extraction syndicates. The Uganda buffer. Concurrently, MOFA raised portions of Western Uganda to a high-level advisory tier. While short of an absolute ban, this classification activates mandatory government registration, discourages non-essential corporate deployments, and triggers rigid, state-enforced medical tracking for returning personnel. The personnel squeeze, tracking quarantine and isolation overhead for multinational compliance teams, the primary operational challenge is managing the administrative and physical latency of the mandatory quarantine network. South Korea's Disease Control and Prevention Agency, KDCA, has integrated real-time data matching hooks at Incheon International Airport to flag any passenger arriving via Trans-Pacific or Middle Eastern transit hubs with a recent travel history in the Great Lakes region of Africa. Returning personnel must absorb an immediate, mandatory 14 to 21-day supervised quarantine and active monitoring protocol. This isolation window temporarily removes high-value technical specialists from active operations, inflating the net project timeline and driving up corporate compliance costs. Personnel compliance cost multiplier, plain text operations model to help global mobility coordinators and enterprise human resource divisions track asset latency without experiencing standard website text rendering errors or database bugs. The compliance cost calculation is structured entirely in plain text. Personnel compliance cost equals sum of daily specialist wage times mandatory quarantine days, plus isolation facility logistics overhead, plus aggregate PCR diagnostic validation costs to map this model directly into standard, system-friendly data fields. Daily specialist wage. The fully loaded daily corporate wage and operational overhead coefficient for an individual technical specialist. Mandatory quarantine days. The statutory duration of the mandatory isolation period, currently locked by the KDCA at up to 21 days for high-risk contact zones. Isolation facility logistics overhead, the localized hospitality, security, and logistics costs required to maintain the employee within a government-approved,